to scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERSINC.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
At M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt at 800-474-4123.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK Soccer Complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Botkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Botkins, 25 and 274.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
And good afternoon, everybody, from Fort Loramie High School. With Chuck McBee, I am Jim DeBelt, pinch hitting today for Jack Kramer on scoresbroadcast.com. Today here at Fort Loramie, we have a great girls basketball matchup. You and I talked off the air, Chuck, that this could be the biggest small school, if nothing else, game in the state of Ohio. The Fort Laramie Redskins meet the Versailles Tigers in a great clash between two teams that have state championship history and great history between the two schools. Look forward to today's game. Versailles comes in 8-0 on the season. Fort Laramie 5-1. And Chuck, what you can't say really anything else. This is going to be a classic game today.
It always is. I mean, two great coaches, two great programs, and not just, you know, over the last few years, but for a long, long time. These two women have done a fabulous job coaching both of these programs. I think today it's going to come down to Laramie's defense. And are they going to be able to score over the size? They have not seen the size that Versailles is going to throw at them today.
And you look at Versailles, they have two kids coming in double figures. Caitlin McEldowney, a junior, averaging 11.6 points per game, really kind of runs the show for the Tigers. They also have Lindsay Winter on the inside, averaging 10.4 points a game. A kid I really like also is a junior, Danielle Kump. She just gets after it on the floor, averages a little over 7 points a game. The Tigers, well coached, and like you said, they're going to get after it today.
Both teams play outstanding man-to-man defense, and that's just fun to watch. I hated to play against it, but I sure do like to watch it. But yeah, Danielle Kunk came along last year about halfway through the season and became a real contributor. Now Versailles is missing Cammy McEldowney. That is a young lady that when things got tough, they went to her. And that's what they've been trying to find here early in the season. And I think they might have found it in Caitlin McEldowney. So,
ironically, and you know, Versailles went to the state championship game last year. Also no stranger to Columbus or the Fort Laramie Redskins. They've been there numerous times. Carla Siegel enters her 20th season, and they come in really with one kid averaging double figures and Marissa Meyering at 11.2. But they have several other kids averaging between 6.5 and 9 points a game. Two kids at 9, freshman Ava Schultz is off the bench, and Dana Rose, a sophomore. So they're going to come at you. They don't have the big-time score, but they're going to come after you. And like you said, it's going to be a great, aggressive, well-coached ball game today.
Yeah, the defense is going to be a key. And you look at Laramie, and you're right. In the past, they've had they've had Rose, they've had Berger. They had a heck of a group of where you had the one go-to girl way back, Olberding, way back when I first started. They don't have that now, but they're so well-rounded that I think that makes it even harder for them to defend. They're going to get a little out of Jaden Putoff tonight. She's a 5'10" sophomore. She has been out, but she's back and she's going to get a little bit of time. The one they're missing is Macy Imwali, who is a dead-eye three-point shooter, and she's going to be out for a while longer with concussion protocol. So it changes their rotation. As a coach, you like to have an 8- and 9- person rotation, and when you got a couple people out, it changes things. Ava Schultes is going to, she's had a terrific start as a freshman, but this is going to be something new for her tonight coming into these trees in Versailles.
She probably hasn't seen anything like this before in her young career as a freshman. You know, Jackie Stonebreaker will be ready for her, even though she's had success. You know, and obviously this team has tradition. They split the last 10 meetings. Versailles win last season, halted a 3-game losing streak to the Redskins. Fort Laramie won back-to-back 43-39 games in 2016-17 and 2015-16. 2 years ago, the unbeaten and 10-0 Tigers were upset here in this gym. 6 of the last 7 games between the two powerhouse programs have been decided by an average of only 4 points.
Yeah, I mean, and that, to me, that's amazing. And Versailles, I think, most of the years I've been doing this, has come in as what you would consider a favorite. Division III always has size. I mean, I don't know how they grow them over like that in Versailles, but man, they always have two or three girls in a 6-foot range. But Laramie plays them tough, and that's going to be a key tonight. Kenzie Holscher, that girl, I wish I was her agent, because her ability, the sky's the limit. I think she could be as good as she chooses to be, and I really would love to see her. I guess she's a great volleyball player, too.
Absolutely, great athlete.
And she trades time. So but I would just love to see her be a basketball player, because she could be as good as anybody I've seen. She's got the skills.
Right, and ironically, her mother played at Versailles, was a basketball player at Versailles. So obviously, it's interesting in that family situation.
Right.
But I agree, Kenzie Holscher, a kid that, you know, last year as a freshman got her feet wet, so to speak. This year, she's kind of breaking out. She's averaging over 8 points a game. 6 foot sophomore. A kid like her, another kid like Kennedy Gephardt, a junior, averaging 7 points a game.
Right.
But the kid that makes them go, I think, is Marissa Meyering, a 5'8 junior, an undersized kid who can play some post, get the rebounds, and leads them in 11 points a game and just under 6 rebounds a game. You know, Marissa Meyering is a kid, she could get hot and really give them some good production for them. But like you said, you know, going into a team with that kind of size that Versailles has,
they alter shots.
Could be a problem.
They alter shots. And Meyering had that devastating knee injury. And I thought last year she never came back at 100%. This year she's more mobile. I'm seeing the Meyering that we saw as a freshman.
Yes.
And that's good to see.
Fabulous. We'll go through and talk about today's sponsors. Today's underwriting sponsors, the anchor sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com, includes American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Lacau Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, right here over in Sydney, and the City Daily News with the best sports page coverage around the City Daily News. Also, the additional underwriting sponsors for the game, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center in New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, there's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Mattress Center in Sydney. That's GOFFENAfurniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery, who's here today in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to Facebook, Shelby COVSO on the Facebook. Maury's Landing Restaurant on Route 362 in Minster across from Lake Loramie. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Walpack Avenue at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. These Rucha sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rucha. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rucha. In addition, in Anna, Wells Brothers Incorporated, which has grown to include 8 divisions. Also, some sponsors that are online with us all season long during scoresbroadcast.com coverage of Fort Loramie games. Dyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And finally, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electrical, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthaus and Tom Timmerman, TomJerry's.com. Great sponsors, and they're going to be hearing a great ball game today for sales in Fort Loramie.
Absolutely. I mean, we couldn't do this without them, so we greatly appreciate
them. Thank you guys very much.
We love doing this, love seeing the games, and this is one of the ones I look forward to every year. They play every year. It's always a great time.
Teams are getting prepared for the national anthem here this afternoon at Fort Loramie High School. Reminder tonight, they'll be back here at Fort Loramie for the boys game.
Right.
And you'll be here with James Ryder.
I'm looking forward to it.
Formerly from NBC 22, ABC 22, Fox 45.
Will he be looking for cameras? Because I'm going to have to explain to him
might.
That there's no cameras.
There's no cameras.
Be nothing to look into.
Thank goodness for us, right?
Thank goodness for the listeners.
Right. We now have our national anthem before the ball game.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Jim DeBelt and Chuck McBee here from Fort Loramie High School, where today the Versailles Tigers put their 8-0 record on the line against the 5-1 Fort Loramie Redskins. And right now, let's take a look at the starting lineups. First for the Versailles Tigers, once again coached by Jackie Stonebreaker in her 16th season. The Tigers start a 5'4 junior averaging 11.6 points per game, Caitlin McEldowney. Also a 5'7 junior averaging just under 7.5 points per game, Danielle Kunk. A 5'11 senior averaging 8.6 points and 7 rebounds a game, senior Elizabeth Ording. A 6'2 junior averaging 10.4 points and 8 rebounds a game, Lindsay Winner. And a 5'10 senior averaging 4.5 points per game, Kelsey Custenborder. Again, Versailles is 8-0 on the season, coached by Jackie Stonebreaker, who is in her 16th season. And I believe earlier this year she won her 300th game of her career.
Yeah, she's had a heck of a career.
She's had a heck of a career.
And it doesn't look like it's going anywhere soon.
No, absolutely. For the home Fort Loramie Redskins, they are going to start a 5'5 junior, averaging 6.8 points per game, Kennedy Gephardt. Also a 6-foot sophomore, averaging 8.3 points per game, Kenzie Holscher. Taylor Radiman will start at guard, a 5'5 junior, averaging 5.8 points per game. Also starting a 5'11 sophomore, 9 points per game is her scoring average, Dana Rose. And finally, for the Loramie Redskins, Fort Loramie brings in a 5'8 junior, 11.2 points per game, their leader on offense, Marissa Myring. Again, Fort Loramie, 5-1 on the season, coached by Carla Siegel in her 20th season. For sales, Fort Loramie, let the showdown begin.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. Loramie has to get Gephardt, and they got to get Ratterman scoring from the outside, because if they can hit some threes, it's going to spread the defense out a little bit. It's going to open up the lane to go ahead and get inside.
And if you look around the gym and also look in Versailles' gym, there's a lot of banners with state across it.
Yeah.
So these kids know how to play in big games, even though Fort Loramie has no seniors. They can play in the big games. Of course, Versailles, a lot of their kids are back from their Columbus trip last year.
Yep.
So I don't look for nerves to be too much of a factor. I look for both teams to come out, play hard, and I think, like I said, today should be an instant classic.
Yeah, I think it will be. I don't think nerves will be a big deal today for these teams, because they're used to playing in these kind of games. You add Minster to the mix, and these are the three.
Kenzie Winner jumping up against Kenzie Holscher. As we get things started here from Fort Loramie, sit back and enjoy the Versailles Tigers and the Fort Loramie Redskins. Girls high school basketball here on scoresbroadcast.com. And the ball is taken by Versailles, and McEldowney will set things up on offense. Over on the left-hand side, there's Winner. Winner back out to Kunk. Kunk on the right side, over to Custenborder. McEldowney, pump fake, takes it in, floater off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down and goes out of bounds, and the ball will remain Versailles. So looking, lobbing the ball in. There's Winter. Winter drives the paint, puts it up. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie, and they're off and running. Long outlet pass under the rim, off the glass, and score.
Wow.
Great play that time. Meiring.
That was a great play, just catching the ball, yet alone putting the thing in the basket.
Pass, yes. So Kunk picks up the foul, and Meiring will be at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Fort Loramie leads 2-0. Make it 3-0. 30 seconds into the ball game. 7:30. Bunny fires a three off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Rose for Fort Loramie. Rose with a long outlet pass. This time it's picked off by McEldowney. And McEldowney will then bring it back up and set things up as Versailles gets set up in offense. Right side over to Kunk. To Winter, right side over to McEldowney. Now on the left side, Danielle Kunk has the basketball. She drives the paint, puts it up, and it falls off short, no good. Fort Loramie with the rebound, that's Taylor Ratterman. Long outlet pass to Meiring. Meiring, the ball's picked off by Versailles, and the Tigers once again will take over in their backcourt, and McEldowney will bring it up across the timeline. 3-0 Fort Loramie, 6:24 to go in the first quarter.
Well, Loramie's trying to beat them down the floor. The way to beat a tall defensive team is to beat them to the basket, but so far they've turned it over twice.
Right, and this time there'll be a foul called on Fort Loramie. Foul's going to be on Taylor Ratterman. She knocks Danielle Kunk down, and the ball will stay with Versailles on the foul. First foul of the game on Fort Loramie. Custom Border throws it inside. Ording up top to Winter. Now there's a ball inside the paint. No good. Rebound goes up. Ording, no good. Rebound again and a foul. And Custom Border this time will go to the foul line. She fought for the offensive rebound. Foul's going to be on Meiring. That's her first. And Custom Border will be shooting two shots. Trying to cut into the 3-0 Fort Loramie lead. First shot's up. No good. Off the back of the rim. 6:06 to go in the first quarter. And Versailles trying to get on the board here on the free throw. And it's good by Custom Border. It's 3-1 Fort Loramie. Just over 6 to go in the first.
Well, Versailles has had some slow starts in their games this year. And I know that Coach Stonebreaker talked about that, wanting to play a complete game. She doesn't feel like they have yet.
There's Meiring with about a 10-footer, no good. Short. Rebound comes down to Versailles, and Kunk brings it up the right side. Now goes into the middle, drives all the way in, puts it up, no good. Rebound, Versailles up, no good. This time again, rebound up, no good by Ording, and another foul will be called on Fort Loramie. This time it looks to be on Kenzie Holscher. No, they're going to call a foul on Kennedy Gephardt. That's Gephardt's first foul and the third foul on Fort Loramie.
Boy, when you allow that size to be anchored down there in the lane like that, you're in trouble.
Exactly. They tried to throw the ball into Danielle Kunk. It was tipped out of bounds, so Versailles retains possession. 5:41 left in the first. It's still 3-1. Fort Loramie leads. Versailles looking for their first field goal of the game. Lob in to Kunk. Back on the right-hand side. There is Custom Border. Pass in to Winter. And the ball's knocked away and remains Versailles. Fort Loramie could not capitalize on that turnover.
Yeah,
it's like nobody wanted it that time.
Three
right?
People touched it, nobody grabbed it.
Trying to get it in now. She gets it into McEldowney. McEldowney guarded by Gephardt. Now gives to Kunk. Kunk, top of the key, right side, over to Custom Border. Custom Border out to Ording. Kunk on the left side, looking to try to get it into Winter. Up top, now on the right side, there's Custom Border for three. No good, off the rim. And once again, look at the fast break, but this time they about turn it over. So they went on the fast break attempt. They went to throw another long pass. This time the ball got tipped away by Versailles, and Fort Loramie retains possession. 5:05 to go in the first. It's 3-1 Fort Loramie, still with a two-point lead. Gephardt with the pass inside and off the glass and down for Kenzie Holscher. And Fort Loramie now up 5-1 with 5 minutes to go in the first. Versailles now with the basketball. Custom Border. Double teamed. Loses it. And now the ball's loose and Fort Loramie picks it up. Meiring takes it all the way in and scores. Fort Loramie leads 7-1 with 4:40 to go in the opening period.
Boy, credit Holscher on that one. She got on the floor and tipped the ball away, and Myron grabs it and shoots the layup at the other end.
So now Versailles. Kunk takes it to the hole. Off the rim, no good. Ball's loose, comes down to Holscher. Holscher with another long pass. They've been doing it all night, and this time they overthrow Myring, and the ball goes out of bounds back to Versailles.
You want to run, but you got to run under some kind of control. Right now, their passing is not real accurate.
Right. Caitlin Gasson and Ava Schultes in for Fort Loramie as they look to sub. Also, Savannah Toner in for Versailles, 5'8 senior. She's averaging just over 3 points a game as the Tigers have possession of the basketball on the left-hand side. Up top to Kunk. And on the pass inside to Toner, Fort Loramie picks up a foul.
That's on the freshman. She reached over the top instead of moving her feet.
Schultes picks up her first foul, and that's the fourth foul against Fort Loramie. We're just about halfway through the first period, and Fort Loramie leads 7-1. Kunk with the basketball now. Feeds into Custom Border. Turn around, kind of half hook, no good. Rebounds her own shot, scores, and she's fouled. So Versailles finally gets on the board with a basket, and it's 7-3. Loudrum picks up her second foul, and Custom Border will be at the line trying to complete a three-point play.
Well, that's five offensive rebounds now in the first half of the first quarter.
And you talked about the size being a major factor right there. Absolutely.
Custom Border is just in there, and, I mean, she shoots it until she either makes it or gets fouled.
Right, and she hits the free throw and cuts a lead to 3, 7-4 Fort Loramie with just under 4 minutes to go in the first period. So now Loramie with the basketball. Rose up top. Over to Myron. Gives it to Gephardt now on the left-hand side to Gasson. Right-hand side to Gasson. Now on the left-hand side to Gephardt. Gephardt drives the baseline. No good. Picked off by Versailles. Here come the Tigers on the break. McEldowney, right-hand side. Jumper by Custom Border. No good. Rebound Fort Loramie, and they're off and running again. Long outlet pass to Schultes, and she misses a layup. No good. And then there's a foul on the play. Foul's going to be on Kelsey Custom Border. That's her first.
That was a good job by Lindsay Winter that time. She ran and made her think about her but didn't foul her on that shot.
And it's very clear what Fort Loramie wants to do, get the ball and go. They've done it every single time.
That's what they like to do a lot, but tonight you can see absolutely that's what they want to do.
Yeah. There's a shot off the glass with Myring, no good, rebound, and there's going to be a foul on the play. Schultes got the rebound, and then the foul is called on Dana Rose. I'm sorry. No, Kaylin Luthman with the foul.
Yeah.
Now Fort Loramie has it right side. Gephardt. And the ball is picked out of her hand by McEldowney. McEldowney now kind of leads the break across the timeline and sets things up. Kunk on the left side. Now the basketball is Kunk. Kunk. They're going to call 3 seconds as Kunk is set on the right-hand side, but the 3-second call in the paint against Versailles. Fort Loramie gets the basketball back. Kenzie Holscher back in the game, and she replaces Gephardt, who takes a seat. 2:52 to go. It's 7-4. Fort Loramie here in the first quarter. Rose with the basketball, guarded by Luthman. Rose over to Holscher on the right side. Holscher behind her back dribble. Looking for it in trouble. Now gets the ball over to Rose. Rose now takes it to the right side. Up top of the key, there's Myring. Myring penetrates, dishes over. Gasson for 3, and she hits it.
Nice ball move at that time.
Excellent job. Caitlin Gasson connects on the 3. Fort Loramie goes up 10-4, 2:15 to go in the opening period. Now Versailles takes the ball on the right side. There's McEldowney. The ball's tipped away. Double teamed. And there's going to be a 30-second timeout by Jackie Stonebreaker And Chuck, 10-4, Fort Loramie early lead. You know, your thoughts about in the first 6 minutes of this ballgame?
Well, we're seeing what we thought we were going to see, two absolute different styles. Versailles wants to get the ball down in the lane and let the big girl score. And Fort Loramie does not want to run into that defense at the other end. So they're trying to take everything out and throw long passes. If you look at the stats, they've turned the ball over five times. They've given up five offensive rebounds, yet they lead 10-4. That's kind of strange.
And you think about it, you mentioned, like we talked already, the size of their sales already being a factor.
Oh, that's a factor, because if they're not blocking shots, they're changing shots.
They're changing shots, exactly right. So just a reminder also, thanks again to the three Fort Loramie sponsors that are doing with us for Fort Loramie, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep and Ram, M.A. Muffler and Tire, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing. So Fort Loramie then gets the basketball on the turnover and brings it up with Gasson over to Myring on the left side over to Rose. Rose brings it up top. Ball's picked off, stolen, and controlled by Watron. Watron takes it to the rim, but then she loses it out of bounds, but they've retained possession. So the size is coming back in. Here's Brooke Stonebreaker, a 6'3 junior.
Even bigger.
Even bigger. And Elizabeth Ording, a 5'11 junior. So they just keep the size coming in.
Yeah, well, that's a nice thing to have.
And Stonebreaker's a kid, as a junior, she's really developing her game this year. She's really starting to really develop.
She has some pretty good coaching at home, I would guess.
You think so? Just a little bit, right? So Versailles with the basketball, top of the key, now on the right-hand side. There's Watron. Lob inside to Ording, and Ording scores.
Yeah, that was the best they've run their offense
so far.
That
was a great job of patience and finding the open person. It's 10-6. Fort Loramie, 1:27 to go. Fort Loramie, Myring shoots a three from the left wing. No good. Rebound comes down to Versailles. And there's an long outlet pass to Watron. Watron loses it, but picked up by Ording. She puts it up, no good. Rebound, kind of a loose ball, and then Versailles resets the offense up top. So McElDowney with the ball. Right side to Luthman. Now on the left side to Watron. Watron up top. There's McElDowney. Right side to Watron. Watron picks up her dribble, gives to Luthman. Luthman drives the lane, puts up a scoop shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Holster for Fort Loramie. And here's a long outlet pass to a wide-open Myring, and she scores.
What a nice outlet pass that time. Yes. And Myring is just releasing.
12-6 Fort Loramie with just under 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Jim DeBelt and Chuck McBee from here in Fort Loramie, where the Fort Loramie Redskins lead. Versailles now running the offense. Lob inside, Stonebreaker off the glass, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Loramie, and there's another wide open Myring. This time she puts it in, scores, and is fouled.
Marissa going to the free throw line to try to get 10 points in the first quarter.
Luthman picks up the foul, and Myring will go back to the foul line, like you said. Looking to reach double figures already. 14-6, 13 seconds to go in the first period. Exciting first period of basketball. Off the back of the rim of the free throw is no good, and Versailles comes down with a rebound. Tigers going obviously for one shot, 6 seconds to go. McElDowney drives, puts up a floater, no good, and rebound comes down to Ording, and she shoots after the buzzer. And we've come to the end of the first quarter of play here on scoresbroadcast.com. The score, Fort Loramie 14, Versailles 6. We'll be right back.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for? for a family four here at Morris.
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Morris Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Chuck McVie along with Jim DeBelt back here at Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins lead 14-6 at the end of the first quarter. Big first quarter for Marissa Myring. She's sitting out to start the second quarter, but she had a real big first quarter, scoring 10 points. Versailles, what are they going to do the second quarter now to counteract her?
Well, you got to make sure that you're getting back on defense, because they're sending four people to the boards and they're releasing Myring and they're finding her every time.
So Fort Loramie with the basketball now on the left-hand side. Is put off with the basketball. Jump shot by Holshaw on the left wing, no good. Rebound comes down to Ording. Ording gives the ball to McElDowney, who then throws it up on the right wing over to Custom Border, back to McElDowney. And McElDowney now over to Winter. Winter, McElDowney takes the cut, and she scores. Kind of a give-and-go kind of play, and it's 14-8 Fort Loramie. The lead is now 6. 7 minutes to go. Fort Loramie comes back down at the other end of the floor. Schultes up top. And Gephardt double dribbles. She looked like she wanted to take the shot before she even had control of the ball, and then she lost control.
Yeah, I officials are not consistent on that call. That looked like a muff to me. But sometimes they call double dribble, sometimes they don't.
Right. So Versailles there, down 6 with just over 7 minutes to go in the first half. McElDowney with the basketball on the left wing. Now brings it up top. Gives the ball over to Ording. Ording on the baseline. Throws it over top of McElDowney's head. And it'll be over and back as Winter goes back and touches the ball about midcourt. So Fort Loramie takes over possession at midcourt, leading 6.
Well, leading scorer for their second leading scorer for Versailles, and Winter has not taken a shot yet.
Right. So up top now on the left-hand side is Myring. Myring up top over to Holscher. Holscher puts the ball on the floor, gives it over to Gephardt. Gephardt over to Gasson. Gasson up top of the key and trying to get things set for Fort Loramie. And there's a drive to the basket and score.
That was Schultes.
Yeah, because it was shielded off by the number. I couldn't see who scored.
And it's all the ponytails, too.
That's what it is.
To run a play where you clear a side out for a freshman, you got a lot of confidence in that kid.
Absolutely. So Versailles then trying to, and there's going to be a foul. It's McElDowney. The double team was approaching her, but she got fouled by Gasson before they got to her. So Fort Loramie leading by 8, 16-8 with 6:08 to go. A lot of sixes and a lot of eights here in the second quarter as Versailles looks to inbounds the ball at midcourt and gives the ball over to Ording. Up top, Custom Board, now to McElDowney. McElDowney, pressure, double-teamed again out by midcourt. Looks to give it to Kunk. She does. Kunk trying to dribble through, and Kunk is knocked down and a foul on the play. The foul is going to be on Kennedy Gephardt.
Well, they had him exactly where they wanted him and bailed him out with the foul.
Yes, the second foul on Gephardt. And that will be, they're shooting a one-on-one is the rest of the half. That's a 7-team foul. Danielle Kunk will go to the line. She shoots 56% from the free throw line. And she's a kid, Chuck, that I told you before this game and before the season, I really expected a big year from her with the two key seniors leaving last year.
Right.
And she hits the first free throw. Obviously, you mentioned Cammie McElDowney, who's here today, plays in Urbana. But, not having her or Daniel Winter also is a big loss. But
yep,
the kids have really started to, as Jackie says, gel as the season progresses. Second shot is no good, and a jump ball. And the ball will remain in the hands of Versailles. And Versailles is a team you don't want to play in February.
Ever.
Same with Fort Loramie, for that matter. You know,
yep,
both teams
at
tournament time, they're going to be ready. So Fort Loramie gets the basketball, and they'll bring it all the way up the court.
Nice pass.
A shot no good by Schultes. Rebound comes down, and a tie-up. The ball will remain Fort Loramie basketball on the jump ball. 5:44 to go in the half. It's 16-9. Loramie leads by 7. And Loramie looks to get the ball inbounds. In the corner, there's a long 3. No good. Rebound Up no good by Schultes, and the ball will go out of bounds and go over to Versailles.
I am impressed. I'll tell you what, that freshman's out there
She's battling.
She's not. There's no intimidation in her.
No.
Yeah, you can see that already.
No. Yeah, she's definitely battling, opening some eyes quickly. So now Versailles will take the basketball. They look to get the ball over to Winter. Winter on the gives it to Custom Border for about 15. No good. Rebound comes down. The ball was in possession of Meiring, and they're going to call a foul on Versailles.
I think the fans have a legitimate grief against that because that was not the foul, but the foul was before that when she took two hands and shoved her out of bounds.
Right.
So they got a foul. They just got the wrong one.
They got it the wrong time, right. So that'll be fouls on Kunk, and Fort Laramie now has a basketball with five, a little over five to go in the first half. So the basketball now, top of the key is Holscher. Gives it over to Rose. Rose drives, kicks it over, back up top to Holscher. Left side to Heitkamp, up top. Holscher to Meiring. Now Holscher with the basketball on the left side. She drives the baseline, kind of in trouble. Scoop shot, no good, but she draws the foul.
Wow, they bailed her out.
They did bail out because that was a shot that was not going to go in. And she'll get two free throws out of it. The foul's going to be on Lindsay Winter. That's only the first foul on Winter. But that puts them at six fouls also. And so we're shooting 1-1 the rest of the way in the half. As the first free throw from Holscher goes through. 17-9, Fort Laramie. Holscher has 3 points on the night. Second shot is also good. So this Fort Laramie has doubled the score. It's 18-9, 4:43 to go in the first half. We're here at Fort Laramie High School. Versailles with the ball now. Trap over in the corner. McElDowney brings it up top. Gives it over to Watrin. Watrin over to Custom Border. Back to Watrin. Thought about it for just a second. Now she brings it over in the corner. Ball is knocked out of bounds, and Versailles retains possession. Caitlin Gasson comes back in to give Kenzie Holscher a break. Versailles looking to get it in, and Custom Border gives it over to Watrin. Watrin guarded by Gasson, now gives it over to Custom Border, over to Winter. Winter on the left side, up top to McElDowney. Right side over to Custom Border. To Watrin, top of the key, over. Left side over to McElDowney. Lob inside, and a score and a foul. That was Elizabeth Orney who caught that ball, and she puts it in, gets the foul line. And the foul's going to be on Marissa Meiring. That's her second foul of the game.
That was a good backdoor that time. She did a good jab step and went backdoor, and they compounded it by fouling her after letting her get loose under the basket.
So we're at 4:01, just a tad over halfway through the second quarter. And at the line, trying to cut into the lead are the Tigers, and the shot is good by Ording to complete the three-point play, and it's 18-12, Fort Laramie. So now Fort Laramie now has a basketball on the right-hand side over to Gasson. Up top to Rose. Rose guarded by Custom Border, now over to Heitkamp. Heitkamp back over top to Gasson, over in the corner with the basketball is Rose. Up top, Holscher. Gave a little bit of a push-off, but
yeah.
Not enough to warrant anything. Just separate herself a little bit. Over to Rose. Lob over to inside. There's Heitkamp. No, it falls. it hung on the rim for it seemed like an eternity. It falls through, and Fort Laramie.
Good luck by Gasson
yes,
that time.
Yes. So now Versailles with the basketball. It's 20-12. Fort Laramie leads. 3 minutes to go in the half. The Tigers with the ball. McElDowney behind her back. Brings it up top. Tries to reset the offense. Now gives it over to Watrin. Watrin loses it. Picks it back up. Custom Border. About 30 feet out from the basket. Gives it over to McElDowney. McElDowney takes it to the left side. Puts up about a 15-footer. And they're going to call a foul. Offensive foul. On Ording, I think.
Yep. Now, that was a point of emphasis at the beginning of the season with the officials, and you've seen it called a lot. And I think it's a correct call.
But I think
gain such an advantage if you're allowed to move. You got to be stationary. That's the rule.
Yes. So now Fort Loramie with the basketball looking to extend their lead. Lob inside. Ball is loose on the floor, and Versailles picks it up. Here comes McElDowney. Thought about the pass, but now she just keeps it and sets up the offense. 2:10 to go in the half. Fort Loramie 20, Versailles 12. Baseline shot blocked. Winner's shot was blocked by Holscher.
Wow. You don't see that very often.
No. That's a great battle of the two.
And knocked it off her leg.
Yes, yes. So Fort Loramie with the basketball. We approach the two-minute mark in the half. And the Redskins lead by 8. So now the Redskins have the basketball. Gasson on the right side. Lob inside. Rose off the glass. No good. Rebound comes down to Ording. Gives it to McElDowney. McElDowney with the ball now. Gives it over to Bargy. Shot off the glass. No good. Rebound loose. Who wants it? Fort Loramie picks it up. And they're running again with Holscher leading the break as they slow things down now. And they set up a play with 1:20 to go in the first half. And Fort Loramie leads by 8, 20-12. With the basketball now is that's Holscher. Top of the key. Holscher looking. And now gives it back over to Rose, up top. There's Schultes, long jumper, and a three-pointer by the freshman, who is not playing like a freshman, Ava Schultes.
She is impressive. I mean, I watched her play a couple of JV games, and I went, she's not going to be down there very long.
Exactly, and she's not. She's a factor. 23-12, Fort Loramie. Versailles the ball, 43 seconds to go in the half. Winner with a basketball. Ball's out of bounds, and she turns it over to Fort Loramie. The ball is tipped by Versailles.
Loramie is just playing with a lot more excitement right now than Versailles is.
Now you wonder if they're going to go for one now, Coach, or is it too early?
If they're going to come trap me, I'm going to get the best shot I can get out of it.
So now with the basketball, Fort Loramie, Heitkamp, and she loses control, just about lost a bit, gets it back. Up top to Holscher. Holscher with 15 seconds to go in the half. They're going to bring it out, and they're going to go probably, if it looks like, for one. We want to get a good shot. Over to the left side. There's Rose. Rose drives, puts it up, scores,
wow.
And she's fouled.
What a take to the basket that was.
That was clutch. Big-time shot by Rose, and Dana Rose will be at the line. Her first 2 points of the night. Fort Loramie, 25-12. 2.3 seconds to go, and she'll be at the line for the three-point play.
I was just getting ready to say that Rose has been really quiet offensively in the first half. That was a heck of a take.
Great, great take to the basket. Free throw is good. Versailles then coming in, trying to take one last prayer. Half court from McElDowney is short. And we have come to the end of the first half here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our scores, Fort Loramie 26, Versailles 12. We'll be right back.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And this is Jim DeBelt along with Chuck McBee back at Fort Loramie High School, where the Redskins lead the Tigers over Sales 26-12. Now with the Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report, here's Chuck.
Well, if you look at it, I mean, the key right now is that Versailles has scored 6 points in each of the first two quarters, 12 for the game, and Loramie scored 14 and 12, 26-12 at the half. Loramie has a 13-12 rebounding advantage, which is a little strange. 7-3 offensive rebounding advantage to the Tigers. So Loramie turned the ball over 8 times. Versailles turned the ball over 6 times. The Tigers are 4 of 6 from the free throw line. Loramie shot 5, made 4. Individual scoring for the Tigers, they were led by Custom Border with 4. They got 3 from Ording, 2 from Caitlin McEldowney, 2 from Stonebreaker, and a free throw from Danielle Kunk. 12 points at the half. Loramie led by Myring 9 all in the first quarter. They got 5 from the freshman Schultz. She's been pretty impressive. 4 for Holscher, 3 for Caitlin Gasson, 3 from Dana Rose, and 2 from Corrine Heitkamp. They've got 3 6 girls that have scored, and some girls that you really not necessarily count on to score for you. But we talked about before the game, there's no real go-to person for Loramie. They just all can actually put the ball in the basket.
It's a good group of kids. They're all the younger group. Obviously, a lot of them are younger. And they're stepping into the big stage. This is the big stage for them.
Oh, yeah.
Playing the Versailles Tigers,
yep.
Defending state runner-ups in Division III, one division higher than them. And they're coming through. The young kids, you know, Carla will always have this group prepared. And even if they are freshmen or sophomores, as we're seeing today, along with Marissa Myring, you have a group of kids that are starting to mesh together a little bit better. And they took a tough loss at West Liberty Salem. They were missing, obviously, 2 key kids off the bench.
Right.
Which is a big factor because you're going from player number 5 to essentially player number 8 coming off the bench.
Right.
But they're starting to develop a little chemistry, and they're up 14 tonight.
They're playing very well. And, I mean, you look at the JV team, which is outstanding, and there's no place for them to go. I mean, that's a good thing to have if you're a basketball program. So that means the JV team, I'll be shocked if they lose one. And then the varsity, and then come next year, everybody's back.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the deepest Fort Loramie team that I think we've ever seen.
Right. And you talk about Fort Loramie. Let's switch the side over to the Versailles Tigers. It's 12 points in the first half. You know, Jackie Stonebreaker right now in the locker room is not happy. You know, what do you think, as a coach, things needs to happen in the second half for this team to get back into it?
Well, I liked what they were doing offensively. They were getting the ball inside. They were trying. They just didn't shoot the ball very well at all. And secondly, they got to get back defensively because Myring's 9 points in the first quarter, 7 of those came on long outlet passes where nobody got back, and she had an easy run to the basket.
And that seemed like that's all they were doing, taking a ball and throwing down. In the first quarter, it was like take it and go, and they were getting 2 steps on the layup.
Well,
like,
obviously they saw something in the films and when they watched them to know that they could get them back. there's no reason to send five people to the boards to rebound because Versailles is going to have a rebounding advantage. So if you can pull one and you got somebody out, that makes them start thinking, and it definitely did. They weren't pounding the offensive boards as hard because they knew they had to get back to get the long pass for the layup.
Right, and don't be surprised if you don't see Versailles in the second half. Be more aware, now they've had time to talk about it, about that opportunity they're going to have to throw the ball, you know, three quarters of the length of the court to a wide-open girl for a layup.
Absolutely.
So we are at halftime here from Fort Loramie High School. Fort Loramie leads Versailles 26-12. We have about 3.5 minutes to go until the second half begins. Jim DeBelt, Chuck McPhee. We'll be right back from Fort Loramie High School on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Your radio on your phone for high school sports.
We are back here at Fort Loramie High School. Jim DeBelt and Chuck McPhee. The Fort Loramie Redskins lead the Versailles Tigers 26-12. This is the first half of a doubleheader with these same teams tonight. You'll be here with James Ryder tonight doing the boys game. Fort Loramie and Versailles. Any thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, Versailles is not as strong. They for the first time in a long time, there's no Orange out there with them. But Loramie coming off football season, they've got some injuries from kids that are key players for them. Like Mesher and Ratterman. I guess Ratterman did play a little bit last night. Mesher going to be out a little bit longer. I think it's going to be a competitive game. Should be a close game.
Okay.
But I don't know who.
Okay, so we're getting ready to go in the second half. And quickly inbounding the ball will be Versailles as the ball goes in off the hands of the Fort Loramie Redskins. That was off the hands of Gephardt. And Versailles retains the basketball. Starting the third quarter. Lob in to Winner with the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Rose. Rose will take it up herself. Guarded by Kunk. Rose over on the left-hand side to Myring. To Gephardt. Gephardt lobs in, and it goes behind Holscher. And Versailles takes possession on the turnover.
She left her feet that time, had no play. She was hoping somebody was open, but there wasn't.
Right. So the Tigers, McElDowney gives it over to Custom Border. Up top there is Ording. Ording over to Custom Border. To Kunk. Over to McElhoney on the left wing. With the basketball now up top is Custom Border. Over to McElhoney. To the border. Over to McElhoney. Looking for something. Gives it over to Kunk. Kunk opens for a three. Off the iron. No good. Over the top of the backboard. No good. And possession will go over for Ording.
Something we didn't talk about at the end of the half. Ording had four sophomores into the half and more on the floor for the last 3 minutes. Obviously, extended the lead.
How scary is this?
How scary is this?
Yes, it's really scary. Now, for Lormy now trying to trap the basketball. Lormy now trying to hold up the basketball. Rhodes now gives it back to Rhodes. And Rhodes and looks to set something up. Gives it over now to Lamarin. Gives it over now to Lamarin. Looking for Rhodes, but she wasn't there. She came to Rhodes, but she wasn't there. Holster with the basketball guarded by Winner. Now gives it over. Basketball guarded by Winner. Now gives it over. Over to Rhodes. Right side firing. Over to Rhodes. Right side firing. Trying to get the ball to Rhodes. She's closing up. They give it to her. But Rhodes didn't move off the line. And it's good. Great move. That's not going to be in Rhodes. Before Lormy extends her lead to 28 to 12.
She's 5'11". You don't think of her. She's playing like a best player. You don't think of her more of a perimeter like a player. Okay. If you think of her more of a perimeter.
With the basketball now. With the Tigers now up to the baseline, McElhoney just takes a baseline foul. And she went to the baseline foul. And foul went to be on the get part. Foul was going to be on the get part. Three down the get part. And Caitlin Cassie will come in to replace. Caitlin Cassie will come in to replace the 5'10 sophomore.
Gaspard and Ratterman, two of their bigger supporters, have been up to their not really bigger supporters game today. So
not yet.
Ball's
tipped away by Lormy and Versailles retains possession. Lormy and Versailles retains possession. So Custom Border will look to get the ball inbounds. Quick pass inside to Winner. Winner. Custom Border. Custom Border. Winner throws it up inside the paint. It's a good rebound. Loose Custom Border back up. Scores. Loose Custom Border back up. That was just a great press play to Custom Border. Great aggressive play to Custom Border. And on the floor. Lormy done it. Versailles had set up on defense. And Versailles had set up on defense. The ball gives back to Downing. Great pass ball gives back to Downing. Over to Rose. Up top. Over to Rhodes. Guarded by Daniel Kunk. Over to Ratterman. Ratterman drives. She had a wide open lane and misses a layup, and here come the Versailles Tigers. Kunk, pass up to Winner. Fake scores. So great job on that time. Quickly getting a shot. Now 28-12 Fort Loramie. 5:15 to go in the third quarter. So the Versailles Tigers trying to cut into the lead, but Lormy now with the jumper from about 10 feet on the baseline. No good by Gasson. Now with the ball. Three ball, no good. This time by Ratterman, and the ball will go out of bounds, and the ball goes over to Versailles.
Checking into the Redskins, number 21,
Ava Schultes. Ava Schultes comes back into the game for the Redskins, the freshman. With a solid first half. She played a really solid first half.
I'll tell you what, she looks like a freshman physically. She doesn't play like a freshman.
Absolutely not. In one of the biggest games she's played so far against a great team. Versailles with the ball now. Tipped away. Kunk recovers for the Tigers. Gives it over. The right-hand side to Custom Border. Custom Border now gives it to Winner. Winner drives. Puts it off the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound comes down to the Redskins. And going down the left side is Holscher. And Holscher will, at 6 foot, will handle the ball up top. Very multidimensional kid for Carla Siegel.
Well, early in the season, like the first couple of games, she had to play the point because they really were struggling with somebody out there.
Yes. And she does a really good job wherever they put her. She's very solid for a sophomore. But Rose now has the ball up top, and she kind of backs it away, guarded by Daniel Kunk. 4 minutes to go, third quarter, 28-16, Fort Loramie leads. Rose with the basketball now, turns, spins, shoots, no good. Great position by the box out, but the ball came right down to Loramie. Holscher from about 15, no good. Ball goes out of bounds and turns over to Versailles. Jaden Putoff comes back in for Fort Loramie, and Brooke Stonebreaker returns for Versailles. With a 12-point lead, Loramie on defense now against Versailles with 3:44 to go in the third period. And Lormy set back up in their defense.
Yeah, they went,
a little bit of a zone.
Yep, they went 3-2 now, and they were having trouble getting people in the right spots.
Right. They can get settled in now as the ball goes on the left side. Kunk fires up a three off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Lormy. Rose spins. The ball's loose and picked up by Kunk. Kunk, and now the ball turned back over to Versailles. A spinning shot by Gaston is no good, but Kunk fouls her on her way up to the rim. That's the third foul on Kunk, and Gaston will be shooting two. First shot is off the back of the rim, no good. Gaston's a 67% free throw shooter as Ratterman returns to the game, replacing Rose. Fort Laramie trying to add to their lead. They're up 12. Make it 13 as a free throw goes through by Gaston. It's 29-16 with 3:12 to go in the third period. Jim DeBelt, Chuck McBee from here at Fort Laramie High School. Great non-conference battle with the Versailles Tigers. McEldowney has the basketball way up on top of the key, about 35 feet out. Gives it to Kunk. Kunk over to Winter. Right side to McEldowney. McEldowney drives over to Kunk. Kunk with the basketball now. Thought about it for just a second. Gives it over to Watron. Watron over to Kunk on the right side in the corner. Kunk with the basketball again. Behind the back, drives, kicks it over, and the ball's picked off by Holscher.
That was outstanding team defense that
Absolutely.
Time.
They were all over it. So with the basketball's Gaston on the right side to Holscher, and Holscher will set up the offense. Versailles playing good man right now as the ball gets lobbed inside, and the score by Schultes. She comes through again, the freshman. Dare we say freshman phenom yet?
I think we're getting
31-16. Minutes to go in the third period. With the basketball now is Watron over on the right side. Kunk took her eye off of it for a second, and Versailles turns the ball over.
I know I'm getting really old, but she's kind of making me want to stick around for four more years to see how good she gets.
Yeah, you think? And we have a timeout on the floor. We have a... We're going to have a 60 full timeout with 1:55 to go in the third. Fort Laramie 31, Versailles 16 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
And we are back here at Fort Laramie High School. This is Jim DeBelt alongside Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com as Fort Laramie leads Versailles 31-16 and they have the basketball. 1:49 to go in the third. And with the ball is Gaston up top, and Gaston is fouled by McEldowney on the pass. That would be a common foul. And McEldowney picks up her first foul of the game. And with the basketball is going to be throwing the inbounds. The ball will be Jaden Putoff. Glad to see her back. Pass over to Rose. Rose catches it. Back over to Putoff. Putoff with the basketball up top. And Rose resets it. Rose guarded by McEldowney. Good matchup up top. Over on the right side to Putoff. I'm sorry, that's Schultes. Now Putoff takes the basketball. Right side to Rose. Rose goes to the baseline, puts it up off the glass, and good. Fort Loramie just continuing to play well. They lead by 17, and they get the ball right back on the turnover. A pass up the court, off the hands. Fort Loramie retains possession, leading by 17.
Even if Ording catches that pass, there's no place for her to go.
No.
That just was not a great decision.
Just over a minute to go. Third quarter is winding down already. 33-16 Fort Loramie, and they have the ball, looking to add to it. Right side is put off. Looking to get the ball to Schultes, battling under the board. She does get the ball, in trouble, kicks it back up top to Myring. Now over on the right, left side to Rose. Up top to Ratterman. Ratterman looks, now brings it back out. And she's fouled that time by Luthman. Caitlin Luthman missed the foul.
Well, we talked at halftime where they couldn't be happy because they'd only scored 6 points in each of the first two quarters. Now they've only scored four. It didn't get better.
No, not yet. So Loramie brings the ball in bounds. And Rose, 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. With the ball on the right side is Ratterman. Up top. Put off over on the corner. Rose. Rose drives the baseline. Puts it up and in. And guess what? She's fouled again. She'll go to the line. And she makes it look kind of easy on that drive as they extend their lead to 19 points. That's 9 points now for Dana Rose. Almost a Darian Rose. She played her several years ago. I knew I'd do that eventually.
She wasn't bad either.
She was fair. Yeah, she was all right. Dana Rose scores. And Fort Loramie's lead is 20 with 19 seconds to go. I think I just dated myself with that reference.
Well, I was talking about Janelle Oberding, so I went way back.
Of course, everybody remember her, big track runner here at Fort Loramie.
Yeah, she was an outstanding basketball
player. Point guard, yeah. So Fort Loramie leads 36-16.
Rose is so much stronger than she looks.
Yes,
she gets inside,
strong.
She gets hammered, and
she
finishes, and that is impressive.
Absolutely. So we're down to the last shot. 8 seconds to go. Versailles trying to cut into this lead before the fourth quarter gets here. Right side, and a long three by Winner is good. She just made it. She's like, I'll just take that shot. She hits it, and with that shot, Versailles cuts the lead down. We have completed three here from Fort Loramie. The score, the Redskins 36, Versailles 19. We'll be right back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Thanks to U.S. Bank, your banking is done in a few clicks, so you have time to get more done, like wake up, stretch, make yourself presentable, go to meetings, go to the gym, convince yourself you like the gym.
It's fun. I really like it.
You fit a lot into an average day. Thankfully, a U.S. Bank checking account with online and mobile access allows banking to fit in your life. Call 800-720-BANK, visit a branch, or go to usbank.com/checking. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. See a banker or visit usbank.com/checking for more information. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A Furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And we're back here as Fort Loramie already with possession. A jump shot from about 15 feet on the left wing is good by Schultes. It is now 38-19. Just underway here in the final period from Fort Loramie High School. Reminder tonight, the boys play Fort Loramie and Versailles Part 2. Right now, Fort Loramie trying to put this one away as Versailles has the basketball, leading by 19. There's a drive by Kunk, puts it up with a left hand, no good, but she was fouled by Dana Rose, and she will go to the line to shoot two. She has 1 point on the game.
1 point on the game. Yep. She has not been a winner. At three, she shot there at the end of the quarter. She had 5 points in the third quarter. They really need her to be a factor. She needs to really carry them, and she has not.
Not yet. Kunk with the free throw drops, so she has two, and it's 38-20. just underway here in the fourth quarter. We got 7:22 to go in this basketball game. Second shot off the right side, no good, and rebound comes down to Myring for the Redskins. So now Rose, the basketball guarded by Kunk. It's a little physical play out there, but Lormie now regains things, settle things down, and they're going to set something up. Shoulders once again drive to the right side with ease, and she has 11. It's 40-20, Lormie by 20, and the ball's tipped out of bounds. Versailles retains possession on the pass up under the basket.
Well, that game is trying to get herself a nice meal at Clancy's as a player of the game for Versailles, or for Fort Loramie.
Fort Loramie, yes. There's the winner, drives into the paint, puts it up, no good. A little strong, rebound Ording, back up and in. Elizabeth Ording scores. And it's 40-22. That's 7 for Ording. And it's 40-22 with 6:40 to go in this ball game. So with the basketball now, Rose on the right side. Ball's knocked loose by McElDowney, but recovered by Fort Loramie Ratterman. Now McElDowney goes out and guards her, and she gets the ball back, and the Tigers trying to put a little pressure on Fort Loramie right now. McElDowney's been all over the floor defensively the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, she's playing really hard.
And with the basketball now is Holscher. Holscher, and they're going to call 3 seconds on Fort Loramie.
That was a correct call. She was open, but she's got to have that count in her head because she was in there about 6 seconds.
Yeah, she should know that for sure.
She was open, and she wanted the ball.
Right.
And
they should have gotten the ball, correct.
Absolutely.
So Versailles now with the ball up top with custom border over to Kunk. Kunk wide open for three on the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Kenzie Holscher for the Redskins. Holscher brings it up herself. Now gives it on the right-hand side to Ratterman. Ratterman about 12 feet on the right side. No good. Rebound loose. Kunk picks it up. Kunk with a pass up ahead to Winner. Winner scores. Ording had the basketball. Gave it to Winner. Winner scored an easy two. It's 40-24. And Carlos Siegel is going to take a timeout with 5:30 to go in the basketball game. We have a full timeout. Loramie 40, Versailles 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, GeyersInc.com.
Jim DeBelt, Chuck McBee back here at Fort Loramie, where the Redskins lead by 16, 40-24, 5:30 to go in this ballgame. Reminder, following the game, stay tuned for the Clancy Star of the Game. Chuck goes through and will select stars of the game for these teams. Well, right now, Fort Loramie looking to get back in the game. Fort Loramie leads by 16. Versailles trying to get back in the game as Loramie takes the ball now on the left side. And wasn't sure what to do with the basketball. Now tried to get it to Rose, and the ball was kicked.
Well, they need to be patient, but they can't take the air completely out of it. Too much time.
So Gasson comes in to replace Taylor Ratterman in the Fort Loramie lineup. So here comes Darian Rose. Or Dana Rose. They did it the second time. Dana Rose with the basketball, guarded by McElDowney. Now on the left-hand side to Holscher. Holscher drives, good pass to Myring, off the glass and down.
Nice.
Good look by Holscher, great finish by Myring, and it's 42-24 with 4:36 to go. So Fort Loramie sitting in a solid defense as Versailles looking to try to crack that defense. Throws the ball around the top of the key. Kunk in the corner. Ball's picked off by the Redskins. Pass ahead to Gasson. Gasson finishes the layup. And they regain their 20-point lead with 4:12 to go in this contest.
Well, you've been sitting here just kind of waiting for sales to explode a little bit, and they just have not, and give all the credit in the world to Fort Laramie.
Absolutely. And this time, McElhinney looks to feed the ball inside to Ording, and the ball is tipped out of bounds by Fort Laramie. Versailles retains possession. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. And the inbounds pass is taken by McElhinney. McElhinney gives it over to Winter, and Winter hits the jumper from about 10 feet on the left wing, and it's 44-26. Fort Laramie leads with 3:50 to go. Now Fort Laramie looks, pass the ball around. There's Holscher on the left side. Now gives it over to Meiring. Meiring drives, puts it up, off, hits nothing, comes down in the hands of Kunk. Kunk ahead to McElhinney. McElhinney drives, and she is fouled, driving to the hoop on the left side. She's going to be fouled by Gasson.
I think Marissa was shocked at how wide open she was when she caught the ball there at the free throw line.
That's the second foul, only the third team foul, as neither team are in the bonus yet. Winner with the basketball now, Winner in the paint, and she spins, shoots, scores. So Lindsay Winner makes it 44-28 with 3:20 to go. And now we have another timeout by Fort Laramie. Carla Siegel obviously seeing something she doesn't like, a 30-second timeout.
Well, I mean, Winter is going to score some points on you. I think she's going to set them up and talk about what they want to do. 3:18, I still think it's too much to go completely in a deep freeze. Versailles has to talk about the fact they've got two more fouls to give before they can even stop the clock to put them on the free throw line. So, you know, each huddle's talking about what they want to do defensively and offensively.
Excellent. Both of these teams, like we said, off to good starts this year. Versailles, with an 8-0 record, is in serious jeopardy right now. And Fort Laramie, with a 5-1 record, looking to, you know, gain some momentum back from the West Liberty Salem loss a couple of weeks ago. This would go a long way in doing that for them.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was not incredibly impressed with West Liberty, but I'm becoming more so watching this game today.
Absolutely right, yeah. And then West Liberty beat Ann in the next game.
Yeah,
so
we were there at that one, too.
Okay.
What a terrible drive that is, by the way.
That's not easy. So Fort Laramie now with the ball in the paint. There's Rose. She scores. She adds to the lead, 46-28. Just under 3 minutes to go. She has 12 points on the day for
She's Fort Laramie. Playing really well.
Now with the ball's Kunk up top, lobs over to Winter. Winter spins off her opponent, puts it up, scores, and she's fouled. Great move by Winter. She kind of spun in the paint, kind of floated off her defender.
You just wonder where this has been the first half. I mean, this girl needs to take games over. She's that good.
Absolutely. And the foul's going to be on Rose, as Winter will go to the free throw line.
Rose had the last 3 points of the second quarter, and now she's scored 12 points. So all of that in basically a little less than a half.
Yeah, she hits the free throw, Winter does, and it's 46-31. It's a 15-point ball game with 2:42 to go. Versailles throwing some pressure on him a little bit as finding a wide open Ava Schultes. And she scores again and hits and gets fouled. Very poised on that layup, as she knew the defender was going to probably hammer her, and she puts it in, gets to the free throw line. And
I just saw JV coach Phil Barhorst down there. He gave kind of a wave like goodbye.
We'll never see her again. No.
That's what you do as a JV coach. That's what you want.
Absolutely. She missed the free throw, but they get the rebound, and Fort Laramie resets the offense, gives it up to Gasson. Gasson on the right side. And gets it back up top. Over to Holscher. Holscher with the ball over to Schultes. Now Meiring. Meiring, the clock's ticking down, just around 2:10 to go. Holscher up top, loses the ball. Ball's loose on the floor. Rose, and another timeout. This time, a full timeout. We're going to take a full timeout. With 2:05 to go, Fort Laramie leads 48-31 on scoresbroadcast.com. 30 seconds.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
We're back here with 2:05 to go in this contest. Fort Loramie 48, Versailles 31. And there's Kenzie Holscher scoring an easy layup on the inbounds play, 50-31.
That is their best, and they run that side out of bounds all the time. And I know Versailles knew what was coming, and they still couldn't stop it.
No.
Just hit that back screen away.
And Versailles, after missing the shot, turns it back over. Fort Loramie with the basketball. Holscher drives, left-handed layup. Oh, it almost goes in. Fall comes off the rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles. McElDowney on the left side drives the paint. Dishes it to Ording off the glass, no good. Rebound again, back up and in. So Ording scores two more. And we are winding things down again, a minute 22 to go. And Fort Loramie leads 50-33 over the Versailles Tigers. And we got a foul on Kunk, which will send nobody to the line. They're still
right,
on the bus. They're still, yeah, six fouls, not seven. So that's a common foul.
Yeah, that was Danielle's fourth, but at this point it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, it's irrelevant. A little surprised at the margin of this victory. I really thought it would be a lot closer, but, you know, first time I've seen Fort Loramie, very impressed with what I've seen so far.
Well, and this is the first time I've seen Versailles, too, and this is the best I've seen Loramie play for sure.
Okay, and a great pass that time. Myring scores off the pass from Schultes. 52-33, a minute to go. That's 13 points on the night for Myring. They have three players, at least that I know of, in double figures, and a very balanced attack. Versailles with the ball on the left side. We're under a minute. Ording up top. Ball's loose, picked off by Myring. Myring goes in uncontested and scores. So this ball game is about over with, 30 seconds to go. It's a 54-33 Fort Loramie lead. And another interception. This time it's Caitlin Gasson. She scores a wide open layup, 56-33. And Versailles probably can't wait for this game to get over quick enough at this point.
Well, you wonder if the girls are going to get on the bus and go home if they feel like coming back to this gym tonight to watch the boys.
Right. This time a no good, a shot off the glass by Custom Border for Versailles, and that'll do it. We're winding down, and the buzzer sounds. Fort Loramie runs their record to 6-1 on the season. Versailles loses their very first time of the year, similar to a couple of years ago when they came in here 10-0. Final score from Fort Loramie is the Redskins 56, the Versailles Tigers 33. We'll come back, take a look at the Clancy star of the game, talk about the game right after this. Jim DeBelt and Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
individual scoring today for Versailles. They were led by Lindsay Winter with 14 all in the second half. Seven out of Ording and six out of Custom Border. On the other side, much more balanced. Meiring ended up with 15. They got 13 from Schultes. They got 12 from Rose. They got 8 from Gasson, 6 from Holscher. Pretty impressive. They outscored them 56-33. That was a huge win for Fort Loramie in this game. And if we go with the Clancy's players of the game for Versailles, we're going to go with Lindsay Winter. And on the other side, it's too hard to pick one or two, so I'm going with Rose and Meiring and Schultes.
Hey, hat trick, all three of them getting it here today.
Hey, they got lots of money at Clancy's. They can afford to feed these
they
girls.
They can see. That's right. So today's game has been brought to you with today's underwriting sponsors on scoresbroadcast.com by American Agricultural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. He's underwriting additional sponsors from Bombard Bauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation, a great service. Brookins in Fort Loramie, there's no Eaton quite like this. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, we just talked about Clancy's, great food. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, located in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, GOFFENAFurniture.com. Go Goffney. Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins. The food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Veterans Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to Facebook, Shelby COVSO Facebook page. Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Catch the catch of the day at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Walpack Avenue at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. These Rusha sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior. Plus the Jewelry Barn in Rusha. Let's make your great ideas come to life with the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rusha. In addition, Anna has the Wells Brothers Incorporated, which has grown to include 8 divisions. And also, these sponsors are online with us all season long during scoresbroadcast.com coverage of Fort Loramie games. Geyer Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. MA Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse and Tom Timmerman, TomJerry's.com. Again, your final score today from Fort Loramie High School. The Redskins, 56. The Versailles Tigers, 33. For Chuck McBee, I am Jim.
Radio Entertainment System.